Special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0 for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. We're training healthcare heroes at Tri-County, from medical lab and surgical technician to EMTs and medical assistants. You too can make a difference in this ever-evolving world of healthcare. Learn more at tctc.edu/healthcare. Tri-County offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/healthcare.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good. How's it going with you over there?
I'm just wonderful. Did you break the news to Kelly Gramlich that you don't want Paul the Pumpkin or Patricia?
Oh, it's Pat.
Pumpkin?
Yeah, I just got through.
Oh, what is it, Pat?
She says his name's Pat.
Oh, Pat.
Or
okay.
Her.
So did you break? Did you break the news that? Did you tell her you don't like birds, children, clowns? And pumpkins?
No, I didn't go through all that. No, I just told her that if Pat was going to stay there till the end of the month, that he might make a stain on my desk, and I didn't want that to happen. If Pat's going to sit there.
Ramona was complaining to me yesterday about
I told you I would tell her.
About the pumpkin. And it was for that reason. She said, this is what Ramona said. She said, pumpkins rot.
And
And when they rot, they leave stains on my desk. So I don't want the pumpkin on my desk.
Yeah,
so,
but she said, she told me, that's when she told me she named it Pat.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware it had an identity. But she told me that she would check it every day.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And make sure.
You know, I would say this. I would say that.
A week.
Should the pumpkin meet with an unnatural death? We will probably know.
Blame me.
Right. We will probably know who the chief suspect
or
the demise of the pumpkin.
I had to put a paper towel
by
under
the way,
Pat.
You know, if she was going to buy a pumpkin, they were like 59 cents a pound, right? So couldn't you have bought a bigger one than that?
Well, it wouldn't fit there. Who would have been if she was going for decoration?
Yeah.
I noticed already it has a few slices out of the back. I don't know which is the front and which is the back. It doesn't.
What do you mean that?
It has a few knife slices. It looks like.
So you've been stabbing.
No, I didn't do anything to it. But
you're already the chief suspect.
It doesn't have like a jack-o'-lantern face on it. It's just
been stabbing the.
It looks like it may have some imperfections. If I need to eliminate Pat, I can just go through there. She promised me that she would take care of Pat.
Yeah, but...
And I feel bad because I didn't realize she named it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like naming your...
Yeah, so you don't like kids, birds, clowns, pumpkins.
I don't have anything against kids. I just don't want them for myself.
Yeah, that's not really true.
Yeah, it is.
You don't really love little kids around you.
Well, I mean, they're small. They're low to the ground. You know, you got to watch them every second. Yes. But no, I mean, anybody else can have as many kids as they want. I don't care. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, but that's just like the birds. Like you say with the birds, they can live over there.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, they can live
over
there.
Exactly. You're my neighbor. You got kids. Just your kids. Just know that in my yard, you know, run by my yard. You know, there's that lady that doesn't like us in here.
What?
I say, run by my yard if you're a kid. If you're a kid, run by my yard.
Yeah. What do you do on Halloween? Do you get trick-or-treaters?
I live out so far out in the middle of nowhere. No, they don't. They don't come out there. Yeah. It's so middle of nowhere that kids.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's not worth their while. You know, if you're a kid and you're out trick-or-treating, you have to have a strategy. The strategy is you have to be in an area where there are lots of homes close together.
Yeah.
You don't really want to walk 50 miles to get a bag.
No, you have to cover. Cover lots of ground in a little bit of time because you're a kid. It gets dark quickly.
You know what else? You know, it's like with my aunt Irene at Christmas, where I never wanted to open a single thing that she ever gave me. When you're a kid and you've run the route in your neighborhood number of times, you know who gives you good stuff and who doesn't.
You
just skip the bad ones.
You do.
Or toilet paper their house.
I was always afraid of getting in trouble of doing that.
I wasn't
in serious trouble.
Yeah, you skip the bad ones. The people who, now you may view this differently now, but like the people who handed out apples, like they were concerned about your health at Halloween.
Back then I was told, you know, don't take an apple, it could have like something in it.
Even
back then.
Yeah, but we didn't want apples anyway.
No, you want candy.
You want candy. We didn't want any apples. No.
Yeah.
No, if you were an apple giver, you were like Aunt Irene.
Yeah, anything you...
Aunt Irene was probably...
you packaged yourself with a nice bow and stuff. They don't want that. They want the store-bought candy.
Yeah, my Aunt Irene was probably giving out like carrots or something. Yes, she was. That's probably what she was giving out. I would have absolutely skipped her house had I had the misfortune to live anywhere near her.
Is this your aunt that lived in the place where there's those flies?
No, she's not your
uncle's wife.
I don't really remember where she lives.
Oh, you're so mad. Poor Aunt Irene.
Because I was never going there.
Oh man.
Yeah. Yeah, the chances of me visiting Aunt Irene were about the same as me going back to Ohio. None. There was zero chance of that. But yeah,
that's a little bit wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny nonetheless.
Yeah, she was the one. You know, again, for those who've missed it,
what'd she give you for Christmas? I forget.
All she gave you was awful clothes.
Like clothes.
Yeah, awful clothes. Like
not even good clothes.
Right. Like awful clothes.
Stuff that you would wear like at a special occasion and things like that.
I would never wear.
Where you couldn't get dirty. Yeah, never. Those kind of clothes.
Never wear. Never, ever wear. You know, and that's what you would do. I never wanted to open anything that she brought.
Wait, just open it and go, thank you, and then move on to the next thing.
You know, because then it's like
that
Christmas Story show where they always wanted you to try it on, you know, as a little kid.
And, oh, really? Oh, okay.
Don't you remember, Christmas Story where the... where the aunt gives him the pink rabbit outfit with the feet.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that movie once, maybe.
You've seen Christmas Story maybe once?
Yeah. It's really not my favorite one.
What?
Yeah. I'm more
of a... Who doesn't like Christmas Story?
I didn't say I didn't like it, but it's just not worth watching.
You said I saw it maybe once.
I think they were playing it one day, and they were playing it, like, over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And so I saw, like, the first part, and then later on in the day, I saw more of it.
Christmas Story is awesome. What is the matter?
I like Christmas Vacation, you know, better. It's a Wonderful Life is, you know, like that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, you know, but I never heard anybody didn't like Christmas Story. What's the matter with you?
I like the Scrooge movies.
Yeah. There are like a million of those.
I know.
There are like a million varieties of that.
I don't know. I just didn't.
What about Miracle on 34th Street?
Oh, I love that.
The original one.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, the remake.
Yeah, I don't like remakes of movies like that.
The original was.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great movie.
Yeah. Thanks, Texter 359.
Is that a sarcastic thing or a normal thing?
No, we needed your help. Hey, you wanted in 654-7627. Texter said, so Aunt Irene gave you Gamecock gear. you know, and Aunt Irene, honestly, she looked like trouble. You know what I mean?
She looked like trouble.
Yeah, she looked like trouble. You just knew.
What are you talking about? You
just knew by looking at her you didn't want to open her gifts.
Oh.
Now my aunt Eleanor was the cool aunt, and she always gave me great stuff. I couldn't wait to open whatever.
Her stuff?
Oh, huh?
Her stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff that she gave you?
Oh, I couldn't wait to open her stuff. Yeah, it was totally, totally different. So, you know, she was my favorite
aunt. Which aunt was this?
Eleanor.
Eleanor. Okay, so you had Eleanor and Irene was the bad one.
Yeah. Awful. Awful. She reminded me of the Wicked Witch and the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, man, come on, man. These are your relatives. you're brutal.
Jeff Holly, who does the post high school wrap up for us and does a brilliant job with that, writes, not sure I feel comfortable any longer coming into studio tonight if Ramona is not a Christmas Story lover.
Yeah.
Right. See?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, well, beware, Jeff.
Who doesn't like Christmas Story? What is
beware.
Man, you know, the sad thing is that we're getting that time. You know, we're almost there. We're
and they start playing it every day and all day long.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we're at the end of September. It's around the corner.
You
know,
I'm
Thanksgiving
aware.
Will hit. You know, and then Kelly Gramlich will start with the Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving, which is, you know, that's a mortal sin. You don't start.
I guess at Thanksgiving I'll get a stuffed turkey be out there on my desk, right? Kelly, what are you gonna name that? Kelly.
I don't know.
But if it's stuffed, it can sit there as long as it wants because it's just going to sit there. It's not going to change composition after a week or two.
Yeah. Speaking of change composition, you know, in totally unrelated story, do you remember what happened when I bought that red Jeep?
When you bought the red Jeep?
Yeah.
To the Jeep or?
Yeah.
Something about some kind of... I don't know. What?
Here's what you never do. I had just bought this thing. It was a show Jeep.
Yeah.
You know, well, it still is because it really hasn't been driven. And, and it's
not because you want to. Yeah.
No, it's perfect now. But the first thing I did when I got it was one of the first things I did anyway.
Oh, change the rims?
Well, no, I did that too. Yeah, because I hated them.
They were too shiny.
Yeah, too mall crawler, too shiny. Yeah, I liked them, but
that's probably why you wanted to change them.
Brian D. just wrote, I've never watched Christmas Story.
See, why don't you pick on him? He's a guy. That's a guy Christmas. I think guys relate to that movie better than women.
There's something wrong with you, Brian. There's something really terribly wrong with you.
Jump all over him.
Terribly wrong with you. you're clearly not from here.
You know, the BB gun and the eye thing. Didn't he end up shooting himself in the eye with the BB gun?
No.
Because she told him she was going to do it, and then he almost did it or something and scared himself.
Yeah.
So
here's what I did.
That's a little guy.
So here's what I did. I was
little boy thing.
We're moving on from that.
We are. Okay. Yeah. Well,
we're on the red Jeep story.
That's right. Story. You got to keep me up here. Okay. So, we're on the red Jeep. Okay, red Jeep.
So I stopped at some place to get some fried chicken. And I had a fried chicken styro with like multiple pieces of chicken and some other stuff. And I put it on the floor of the back seat, you know, because you didn't want to mess up the brand new seats or anything else. So I put it on the floor of the back seat. And when I got home, I forget what was going on, but I pulled. But since it was now out of sight, out of mind.
Oh, yeah, because with everything, out of mind.
I pulled it into the garage, and I actually forgot about it.
Yeah, so the chicken.
And when I say I forgot about it, I mean, I didn't drive that Jeep at that point for like the next 10 days or something.
I forgot all
and
about this.
Yes. I had no recollection of buying that food that I put on the back seat. I went into the garage like 10 days later and I smelled something in the garage. When I opened the door of that Jeep, there is no way to describe the level of stink. It's impossible. And it gets better. God, it gets better.
Stuff crawling in there.
The entire passenger side of the rear floor was crawling with maggots these.
I had actually forgotten the story, but thank you for bringing it up again.
I had to do this. Not only did I have to clean it all out and obviously wash all that out, but I had to go buy two ozone machines, the best ones I could find. I had to run them for like 4 weeks to get the smell out of that vehicle.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Those ozone machines I paid like $400 for to get the stink. I ran them both at the same time to get the stink out of that vehicle. And I was running them for like 8 hours a day. And I ran them for like
awful.
I ran them for like 4 or 5 weeks.
I would have had to sell that thing. I wouldn't have been able to get that out of my mind.
Hey, by the way, Shane from Greenville writes, so Ramona likes turkeys, didn't think she cared for birds. You know what? I forgot about that. Wild Kingdom here? I got here. There's turkeys? A whole bunch of wild turkeys out there.
You know what? I told you one day that there were turkeys out there, and you went, oh, those are probably vultures. That's
I don't remember saying that.
But today, matter if you remember because
No, you don't like birds. What do you know about birds? Yeah, they probably were
vultures. Well, I said to you that turkey. Well, no, because I came up to them, and instead of flying off, they ran. So tell me what they were. Were they vultures or were they turkeys?
We'll take a quick break here. We'll go over the Park National Bank, you pick 'em games, and more. By the way, the Atlanta Braves lost last night. The Phillies won. The Braves now just up by 2. About 9 games left, I think. And I believe they play the they finish up a suspended game from earlier in the year against the Padres tonight. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break.
For over 30 years, Tigertown Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans, with tons of new designs each year. Tigertown Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tigertown Graphics in downtown Clemson.
When you give, you get. That's why Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston wants you to give 3 new kids items with tags on them for Mary's house. We need clothes, shoes, diapers, and toys in any size or stage. In return, you'll get either above-the-waist body piercings for just $30. Buy 2, get 1 free body jewelry or 20% off your entire purchase. Purple Haze, with stores in Clemson and Williamston, a small business dedicated to their customers and to the less fortunate in our community.
Tiger or Gamecock, grab an official team Big Bow box repping your colors. It's bow time.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantyconfixit.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Serving Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, Tri-County Technical College is in the top 10% nationwide for successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities. What that means for you is an almost seamless transition as you advance your college education. Tri-County offers a simpler pathway to a law enforcement career through their pre-police academy training. In the healthcare field, they offer medical lab and surgical technician training, as well as EMT and medical assistance training. If you're looking for a career in today's technology fields, how about Cisco Network Administrator and Computer Technician Study? They are hot jobs with cool results like HVAC technicians, a high-demand, high-paying field looking for grads like you after you successfully complete the program. Tri-County Technical College offers you many opportunities to gain the necessary skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Start your journey today at tctc.edu.
Dealing with addiction and don't know where to turn? At Recovery Concepts of the Carolina Upstate, we are dedicated to improving the lives of our patients through the recovery process. Call 864-306-8533. A phone call can completely change your life.
Being without your vehicle due to an accident, a dent, or hail damage can be a hassle. If that happens, the George Coleman Ford Collision Center is there for you. With the customer service you get from their sales and service teams, they handle insurance claims or take care of you personally, just like you'd expect from a family business around for nearly a century, with a 100% guarantee and no hidden fees or extra fees. Call the George Coleman Ford Collision Center at 610-2655.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The undisputed sports talk leader for the upstate.
Let's go now, you Florida!
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
where every day is game day.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac Friday. Texter 760 says, well, let's talk about why an offense with a multi-million-dollar offensive coordinator is 113th in the country. Well, we've already done that, you know, 1,000 times. So what do you want me to say? I mean, we've covered that ground over and over and over again. There are 9 new offensive players or players playing different positions than they were a year ago. It's going to take a little time. It's not going to be magic. It's not going to be pixie dust. It's not going to be, well, this will be the game that the offense explodes. That's not how it's going to work. It's going to get incrementally better. Incrementally better. So by game 7, 8, you'll see what you want to see. But it's not happening immediately, and I doubt it's happening this weekend. I think what you're going to get is, the Clemson offense will play slightly, marginally better this weekend. And I think you're going to have a close game. I think that this game is going to decide the division. You're not playing the way you want to play going into this game. They're going to be fired up. Devin Leary can really throw the football. They have 2 big running backs. You know, look, we told you everything they do offensively. You know, I've watched all of their films, and we've told you everything they do offensively. You listen to this show, you're primed for the game. You know what to expect at NC State. Everything. They're going to run left, left, left. Unless they go through some major tendency break, they run behind the left side of the offensive line. Center, left guard, left tackle, all really good players. They run behind Aquano, though. He's like Mekhi Becton. They run behind him. They run left, left. They run that outside stretch zone play. They run left, 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 left. And then eventually, when they get you thinking left, 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 Devin Leary will boot out to the right, and they'll leak person out down the left sideline on a wheel route, and they'll look to hit you with that play. And they did against South Florida for a touchdown. And they're definitely going to run that in this game. They're definitely going to try and hit that. Person, of the two backs, Person is the better receiver. He's the guy you got to look out for in that regard. All the receivers are pretty good. The freshman is the speed receiver. They're going to try and use him more. But, you know, look, I think the biggest thing is, on my way in, I heard a caller say something like, something like, you know, I think NC State's going to try and, you know, limit the possessions or whatever. I'm not sure. That's not what they've been doing. Could it be what they do in this game? I guess, but I'm not sure that they're going to be thinking that way. NC State's actually trying to play with tempo. I've made this distinction between the Georgia Tech game and the NC State game. Georgia Tech took the air out of the ball. They wanted a low possession game, and that's what they made it. The reason this game actually could wind up having more points scored than people think, in theory anyway, is if NC State does play tempo and it's a higher possession game. Clemson just was not able to speed that game with Georgia Tech up. Georgia Tech used every second. That's not how NC State has been playing. It's not how they played at Mississippi State. It's not how they've been playing. They've been trying to play with tempo. So we'll see. I mean, I think that's an interesting element of the game. I think they're going to keep doing what they're doing. And they put a lot of trust in Devin Leary. He gets the ball out of his hands quickly. They throw a lot of wide receiver screens, and these receivers block. You know, coming in this game, the NC State receivers definitely block better than the Clemson receivers. And one thing, you know, that could be decisive is you can't turn the ball over in this game. Clemson's been a little loose with the football. Now, they've recovered most of them. But if you keep fumbling the ball and you keep putting it on the ground, sooner or later, you're not going to recover them. Bryce, Ernie, Robert, coming to you right now. You want to get in 654-7627. Texter says, do you guess, whoops, what's going on here? Do you guys see any chance of NC State winning big? No, I don't think so. He says, say the offense is not clicking. NC State is slowly but surely putting points on the board. I don't think it's outlandish to say NC State is the best offense Clemson's seen. I don't think it will happen, but any chance, like a 2011 situation? I don't think so. Because I think Clemson's defense is just good enough to keep Clemson in the game, regardless of what the offense does. Honestly, I think you're looking at a 20-17 game. Either way, I think that's what you're looking at. I think you're looking at that type of football game. Bryce, welcome back, Bryce.
Thank you.
It's always good to have you, Bryce. Good. How are you?
Good. It's always good knowing when you finish school on a Friday and you know you get to watch football the week this weekend.
Exactly, Bryce. So, Bryce, you were telling me right at the end of your call when your mom was calling you that you play quarterback and cornerback?
Yes, sir.
You must be a heck of a player, Bryce.
Thank you.
You know, Bryce, as you continue to develop and you eventually choose what side of the ball you want to play, you want to choose offense because when you get to college and you start making the big money with NIL, that's where the money is. It's on offense.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. So I was wondering, I got a couple of questions. Let's say Georgia goes undefeated, and I'm about to get to that in a minute.
Yep.
But let's look if they go 12-0.
Yep.
And then face Ole Miss in the SEC championship and lose. What do you think the playoff picture looks like then? Ole Miss, maybe Clemson wins the division, Oregon, then Georgia?
Well, I think Ole Miss and Georgia would obviously both be in, and then the rest of it is just guesswork at this point. You know, I'll tell you who I think looks pretty good so far is Penn State, but they have a brutal schedule, absolutely brutal. But I think they have the best player in the country in wide receiver Jahan Dotson. Dotson is just unbelievable, and it's been a long time since Penn State had a playmaker of that ability on the outside. I mean, they had a guy like KJ Hamler, but they haven't had anybody like this, like Dotson, in a long time.
Yeah. I was shocked. Who's number two for Ohio State, that really good wide receiver?
Olave?
Oh, yeah. I thought he would be doing a lot better than he is.
Yeah, you know, he's still playing pretty well, but their real problem is defense, even though they're going to make a quarterback change this week. But they've got to be able to stop somebody, and so far they're not stopping anybody.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, how do you think we stack up with Florida? Going into the year, I thought you lose Pitt, Tyler Toney, and Kyle Trask. I thought that's their whole team.
Yep.
Then you got that, I don't remember his name, number, the big black guy is actually doing really good. And so I'm a little bit more worried about that game than I was than the beginning of the year.
Yeah, you know, Emory Jones is playing pretty well for Florida, and I think that you're 100% right to be a little more worried about him. I think before the year, everyone thought Georgia would kill Florida. But I think that when you look at that game now, it's probably going to be a pretty close game. Now, Florida's strength is running the football. And obviously, Georgia's strength is stopping the run. And so that might help you out in that matchup.
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's what I was figuring. Now, I was thinking about, like, if for some reason Georgia wouldn't get in, you could say that Georgia beat Clemson, Arkansas. I really want Arkansas to beat Texas A&M. I can't stand Texas A&M.
I don't like them much either, Bryce. And I think Arkansas has a great chance in that. Now, Arkansas's recent history against A&M is not good. They lose every time. But I think this is a better Arkansas team, and it's an A&M team that's struggling to find their offense.
Yes, sir. But I think that Arkansas will win that game. And then Texas A&M's way overrated every year. And then them in Miami, they always end up like towards the top, but then by the end of the year, they're not even ranked.
Exactly, Bryce. Exactly. Exactly, Bryce. That's exactly what we've been saying, too. You're a brilliant young guy, Bryce. It's always good talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bryce. Excellent job. He really is smart. You want to get in 654-7627. Ernie and Robert, we'll have to follow that up. I'm coming right to you guys. Don't go anywhere. In fact, Ramona, we'll take a quick break now, and we'll get to Ernie and Robert on the other side. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We're going to cover all the college football games today and NFL games. We'll touch on a little Major League Baseball as well. We'll start with the Park National Bank, you pick 'em games, because there's a lot to go over in that. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. Quick break.
Clemson men's basketball season tickets are on sale now. Starting at $275, you can enjoy all of the action inside Little John Coliseum this season. Home opponents feature South Carolina, Florida State, Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, and more. Visit ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your season tickets. So come back home to Clemson and make your plans to be in Little John Coliseum for a great season of Tiger basketball.
Hey, neighbor.
Hello. Y'all okay?
Yes, we're good, but that storm was rough. I bet the winds were blowing up to 100 miles per hour.
I know. Trees are down everywhere. Why do you have power and the rest of the neighborhood doesn't?
I have a Generac home standby generator installed by Central Electrical Services. My food is cold in the fridge, AC is on, water's hot, and I can charge my phone.
You wouldn't have to have their number.
Yeah, call them today for a free estimate for your Generac home standby generator. 864-556-8002.
Start your new Tiger tailgating tradition by owning a Lakeside Lodge Clemson condo across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley. Lakeside Lodge boasts high-end yet comfortable resort amenities like our restaurant, Traditions on the Lake, a football field for free tailgate festivities, and a lakeside fire pit to gather around on crisp fall evenings. When you aren't here cheering the Tigers on, earn income in the rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new traditions today.
New and pre-owned Toyotas service for all makes and models. Ralph Hayes Toyota has all of that and a complete selection of rental vehicles ready for you. Heading to Death Valley for the game, tailgate in a full-size Tundra or four-wheel drive Tacoma. Rent one today from Ralph Hayes Toyota. Heading to the beach, rent a hybrid minivan like the Sienna with up to 40 miles per gallon. See the selection of rental vehicles today at Ralph Hayes Toyota, serving South Carolina for over 70 years.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
If you are pregnant, DHEC and the CDC strongly recommend the COVID-19 vaccine. The dangers of the Delta variant, increased risk of severe illness and pregnancy complications are too great to ignore. Pregnant women with COVID-19 are at greater risk for hospitalization and for critical care, including ventilation and admission to the ICU. Pregnant women with COVID-19 are more likely to have major pregnancy complications. Visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator to find a vaccine near you to protect your unborn baby and yourself.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Anderson Civic Center. Buy, sell, trade guns, knives, ammo, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns, tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $9. Don't miss the Great American Gun Show, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. The Anderson Civic Center, 3027 Martin King Jr. Boulevard. Tell your friends, be there.
Get 0% for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0% for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0% for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
By texting 484848, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Freshly. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at freshly.com/terms.
When life is hectic and you're rushing to get dinner together, do you
prepare a perfectly grilled flat iron steak on a bed of mashed potatoes, green beans, and sautéed carrots with a
Doubt it. But you could enjoy that meal with Freshly. Chef-crafted dinners delivered to you fresh. Freshly chefs cook nutritious meals from fresh whole food ingredients and deliver them right to your door. Since every meal is delivered fresh, simply remove from the fridge, heat for 3 minutes, and enjoy. There's no prep, no cooking, no cleaning, no stress. And now, get $40 off your first 2 weeks when you text HUNGRY to 484848. No matter how long or rushed your day is, whether you're working from home or wrangling the kids, you can still enjoy a delicious chef-crafted meal delivered fresh from Freshly. Now get $40 off your first 2 weeks when you text HUNGRY to 484848. That's HUNGRY to 484848 for your discount. Text HUNGRY to 484848.
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with the tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/sports. That's altoira.com/sports. Invest in a crypto IRA today. AltoIRA.com/SPORTS.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you? This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers head to the state of North Carolina to take on the NC State Wolfpack. The Textile Bowl is a story rivalry. And after taking last year off, both teams are looking forward to resuming the series. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar. 105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Texter says Williams Bryce is full of stale chicken. it's Friday before the weekend.
Oh yeah.
Oh, by the way, you Florida State people, hey, newsflash, Florida State people, is this thing working? Hello, testing 1, 2, 3. Florida State people, all you people have been writing me, calling me, and telling me that a coaching change is imminent, there's going to be change at the end of the year. None of that is happening. I spoke to my guy Jeff Cameron, who is as connected with all things Florida State and Tallahassee as possible, and he said there's a zero chance of Mike Norvell being dismissed. None.
So you thought you'd throw that out there for all the people that thought they were going to get a coaching change at the end of the year, had a little bit of hope, and you just dashed it right out. I don't even think about getting a new coach because you're not getting one.
Yeah. So you mean for all those people who seemed relatively happy, giddy, like Tallahassee Todd about the fact that Norvell would be out at the end of the year and they would be moving on. Yeah. Sorry, Todd. Hey, so, Todd, you'll always have whatever alcohol you're drinking today and your wings. You'll always have that. But you're also always going to have Mike Norvell because he's going to remain your coach. All right. So I got that from.
Well,
I mean,
he hasn't been there that long, has he?
No. I got that from the source today, and he said that. Let me see. I'll give you his exact words. Here are his exact words. Hey, Walt, he's safe. Going nowhere. But yeah, a few wins would be nice. Those were Jeff's exact words. He's safe. Going nowhere. All right. So Norvell is going to be the coach at Florida State. So get used to it. He's not going anywhere. Now, if he goes 0-12, I'll ask Jeff again.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
If he's 0-12, if he goes 1-11 and only beats UMass in a thriller, then we'll ask Jeff again. Ernie and Robert. Ernie, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Ernie. Appreciate you getting in, as always.
Sure. Hey, I wanted to, I know this is going to be a very important topic, but I want to go back to clowns.
Okay.
I actually did some research on clowns at one time.
Ooh.
Why?
I was because I was in the
4 o'clock in the morning.
No, we put together a commercial with clowns. I think we were trying to demonstrate the space that we had in this car that we were advertising, and so we had clowns they could all come out. Yeah. But it was one of the most negatively received commercials that we did.
And we couldn't
figure out why. So we actually did some research after the fact to find out what people didn't like or what was the issue with clowns.
Yeah.
And you know, it is. I feel bad for the clown community to an extent because, you know, people thought, well, I remember that at circuses, you know, people thought that they were kind of the lowest form of life. Their shtick didn't change over the years.
You know, Ernie, I've been doing this a long time, and I always find your calls tremendously interesting, but you're the first person that has ever, in the history of this show, uttered the words, I feel bad for the clown community.
Okay, sorry.
Well, I mean, you gotta, you know, everybody deserves a little love.
Right,
but,
okay, all right.
You know, and then, you know, the other thing that really made people upset was when they saw clowns outside of the circus, you know, on the street or doing anything else, it really did freak people out.
Remember.
Sometimes the way, you know, clowns have been portrayed.
Right. A lot of evil clowns.
Yeah, like it.
Yeah, like it.
Exactly.
A lot of evil clowns.
Definitely said.
Dragging kids into sewers.
Not helpful.
No, it doesn't. And remember this, too. Remember this, too.
I don't think so.
Was this in South Carolina? I'm thinking it was.
You're going to tell me a real story now?
Yeah, yeah. Remember a few years ago? These clowns were popping up everywhere, and they were threatening people.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, you know, they also said, hey, you know, we had a clown when I was a kid, but I wouldn't have one for my own kid's birthday party today. You know, it was, you know, so, you know, it was really, I know it is, you know, it's kind of silly, but at the same time, you know, these, you know, customer insights, consumer insights were, you know, we just didn't realize that we tapped into such a negative vein when we put the commercial together.
So that commercial just bombed.
as far as the clown community, make the world a better place, punch a clown in the face.
Well, you know, they used to make those clowns. Yeah. Remember that? Punch them and they bounce back.
I actually worked with a guy who went to clown college. If you can imagine.
No way. This
clown college.
I'm not making this up.
Clown
college.
Did he get a ring that sprayed water?
Well, I think he actually quit early. You know, he decided he.
Oh, he didn't make it through clown college.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure his parents were like, "What are you doing?" And then, but of course, after that, he went into the advertising business. So that tells you, what that was all about.
Yeah. Clown college. I wonder if I'd have done better in clown college than regular college.
It's just like Dartmouth.
So file this clown information away.
Really helpful. It is.
Anyways,
I didn't always good clowns had a community.
All right, thanks.
I've never had a clown type me an angry text. So
Clown College. Where is Clown College?
I wonder if they have more than one.
More than one clown
college?
Do they
have reunions?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Reunion of clowns? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunch of clowns in one place.
I felt sorry for the clown community.
Yeah, Ernie's right, though. You know, nobody really likes clowns anymore.
No. Well, you know, their face.
It is tough on the clown community.
They paint their face. They don't look like that underneath. Okay? Okay? So you don't trust them.
Dexter said, I speak for the clown community. We don't need your sympathy. That's too funny. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you?
I'm good, Walton. You
good, Robert? Appreciate you getting in. You know, Ramona, no matter what we talk about, no matter how many people are saying they're driving off the road or such, as soon as Robert comes on, Robert's just solemn. Robert's like,
how are you, Robert? I'm all right.
Let's stop this clown stuff. All right.
Maybe he's secretly a clown. Are you a clown, Robert?
No.
Are you secretly
a clown? I had to get
I had to get composed because I was dying about how somebody could tell anyone else that they dropped out of clown college.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. Because, listen, convincing the parents to begin with that going to clown college was the right course of action for you was probably not easy. And then to drop out of clown college? Oh, yeah.
Well, he said the parents were not pleased.
Yeah, I knew that. By the way, I knew this was coming. I thought we'd get a Gamecock version of this, but I got the Florida State version. It says clown college is a weird way to pronounce Florida State.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, the people being scared of clowns goes way back, too, because, I mean, wasn't there like a serial killer, Gacy,
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, I get that on the text line, too. I'm getting the John Wayne Gacy tweets. I'm just choosing not to read them. Texture says, I failed clown college because I wasn't serious enough.
Yeah. Just right quick.
Yeah.
That movie, The Christmas Story, I always liked that for various reasons, but I always liked Darren McGavin. You know, I liked him in The Night Stalker.
Oh, The Night Stalker. Love The Night Stalker. Darren McGavin as a reporter, he goes out and
I've seen that. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, vampires and monsters and everything. Yeah, he's a reporter. Yeah, Carl Kolchak.
Yeah.
Carl Kolchak, the Night Stalker.
That's it. Yeah. That was actually a movie, and I had to look it up, and I didn't realize that was the biggest, the highest rated made for TV movie in history for a long time.
Really?
And then they made a TV show out of it, and I caught the TV show. I don't know if I've ever seen the movie. So, but anyway, getting back to football.
Yes.
Wanted to talk about the game last night, but one thing right quick, my son and I were watching the game together, and
we're talking App State and Marshall?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, there was more. Well, no, there was only one. There's more than one.
There's an NFL game.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me.
Carolina,
you fan. Although the Raiders are playing good, so I'm probably going to be a bigger fan this year. But anyway, we got to talking about, you know, what's going on with Clemson. And he's on the social media and everything, but he doesn't listen to your show. So he asked me, he said, you know, what's going on the show, on Walt's show? And, you know, I said, well, you know, the normal people who want to fire this coach and that coach and everybody but Dabo Swinney. And he brought up an interesting point that I had completely forgot about that I think is conspicuously missing. And that is, I can't believe anybody hasn't called up and started talking about firing Joey Batson, because that was the big thing, you know, a few years ago. And he brought that up. He was like, you know, he said, nobody's calling for Joey Batson.
Look, because Dabo Swinney at that time crushed the calls for that, basically told people that you have no clue what you're talking about. And I think that's true. I don't think strength and conditioning at Clemson is an issue.
No, I don't either. But, you know, when we have problems with offensive and defensive linemen, that was where everybody used to go. They used to try to blame Joey Batson. And I was just kind of surprised that no one had brought that up this time around. I guess they just got tired of picking on poor Joey and have moved on to Caldwell.
Again, you know, there have been some national championships won since then.
Yeah.
Since those early criticisms.
Yeah. About the game last night, man, you know, that's why – you got to love picking games. The fact that Nate Noel fell down at the 5-yard line and I'm sitting here sweating it out because, you know, I took Marshall plus the 7.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that as I was watching the end of that game. And it wasn't, you didn't have to go far to think about it because the play-by-play guy kept referencing the gambling numbers involved in the game over and over and over again. And yeah, when it got down to the final plays and Marshall's trying to go freeway and let him score and App State is smart enough not to, But you thought on that one run that they were going to actually go into the end zone and Marshall was going to get another shot with the ball. But yeah, anyone who bet on that game last night was absolutely sweating out those final seconds. And you know, and it was just an issue of, is dude going to walk into the end zone or is he going to fall at the four? And he fell at the four.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I thought that App State had a terrific game plan. I mean, I'm a big App State fan, and that game couldn't have worked out any better. Them winning by, you know, 1 point and keeping it within the spread because you know, I really like App State, and I thought they had a great game plan. I mean, Chase Bryce, you know, he was on and off, but you know what? That's the way Chase Bryce was in high school. I watched him his whole high school career. And he would just make some plays that just made you think, man, this guy's really good. And then he'd turn around and miss a wide open receiver. But he always seemed to make the plays when he needed to make them. But I thought that was a really good game on App State's part. And I wish Clemson would maybe take some of that and put it in their game with North Carolina State.
It felt like Marshall should have won that game. I mean, Marshall controlled much of that game. They were leading most of that game. And remember, they missed a field goal too. They missed a relatively short field goal, which opened the door to the App State field goal.
Yeah, their biggest problem is they were up and down the field, but when they got into the red zone, for whatever reason, mistake, bad play call, you know, just bad luck. You know, whatever just kept them out of the end zone. I mean, they missed out on, you know, at least two or three touchdowns and had to settle for field goals.
Robert, I got to run. I'm at the top of the hour. Good talking to you as always.
Keep me in, man.
Quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissan